Exclusive: candidate Gail Huff Brown, Representative Chris Pappas votes with Pelosi even though New Hampshire is nothing like California. By Ashley Oliver on August 8, 2022. Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Gail Huff Brown, a longtime TV journalist and wife of a former senator, is running for Congress in hopes of taking one of New Hampshire's four Democrat-held seats in Washington back for Granite State Republicans. Huff Brown sat down with Breitbart News at a diner in Portsmouth and spoke about her ambitious plans to win in a crowded GOP primary of about 10 candidates in her state's battleground 1st District and then unseat Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, in the general election. "I want to be New Hampshire's voice because I have a very big, loud voice, and I want to use it to advocate for everybody in New Hampshire that has no seat at the table," Huff Brown said. "We're forgotten. We're completely forgotten. Chris Pappas, our congressman, votes nearly 100% of the time with Pelosi. New Hampshire is nothing like California. Almost opposites." Huff Brown is up against several competitive Republicans in New Hampshire's late primary, taking place September 13, including former Trump-appointed State Department official Matt Moers, former Trump Assistant Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, and State Representative Tim Baxter. The winner will go on to face Pappas, a congressman since 2019 who won his initial election and re-election in close, single-digit races. Pappas edged out Moers in the latter by 5 points. The 1st District is expected to be even more competitive this year and is one of just 5 in the country that election analyst Cook Political Report rates as a dead-even toss-up. "I'm running because we need a seat at the table," Huff Brown said. "Moers," she said, "cannot beat Pappas." "He tried," she added. At the diner, Huff Brown did not order coffee, as she had already had it hours ago. Her early mornings working as a Boston-based news anchor for nearly 20 years, where she would arrive to her office by 3 a.m., have her program to rise before the sun. "I am wide awake every day at 5 o'clock. I've had my coffee, walked the dog, worked out, taken a shower, read some material. I'm well into my day," she said. Huff Brown left her career in journalism in 2017 and lived in New Zealand for about 4 years when her husband, former Senator Scott Brown, RMA, served there as a Trump-appointed U.S. ambassador to New Zealand. Her husband was also active in the Army National Guard for more than 3 decades and later sat on the Senate Armed Services, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security Committees. Huff Brown, whose family became well acquainted with certain aspects of overseas intelligence and military operations amid her husband's work, said she was driven to run for office after witnessing President Joe Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Huff Brown noted she and her husband fielded numerous calls from friends attempting to leave Afghanistan as the chaotic evacuation transpired. Huff Brown recalled saying at the time, "I'm getting tired of complaining. I'm tired of complaining. I either step up, or I just shut up, so here's my promise to my family. If I don't go to Washington, I will shut up. I will shut up." No public polling has been done on the primary race and Huff Brown has not polled internally. But in terms of fundraising, she is in the top 3, behind only Moers and Leavitt. Former President Donald Trump has not waiting on the race. Moers is carrying endorsements from the Trump administration's former Director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And Leavitt has the backing of House Republican Conference Chair Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY. Huff Brown is backed by Trump's former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien and Fox News's Sean Hannity. And she also picked up a key endorsement from the U.S. Border Patrol Union. Union President Brandon Judd praised her for her tenacity and willingness to address the border crisis during a radio appearance in March. Amid the Biden administration's lax border posture, Huff Brown vowed to push to close the border, finish the wall, and close the asylum loophole to address the ongoing surge of 200,000-plus migrants illegally crossing the border monthly. Many of those migrants go on to claim asylum and live freely in the U.S. for years or indefinitely. "I want to get on Homeland Security so that I can bug the shit out of Joe Biden until he does something about the border," Huff Brown said. The border and curtailing federal government spending are 2 of Huff Brown's 3 top priorities. The New Hampshire Republican is also a mother of 2 and grandmother of 1, a granddaughter whom she is desperately in love with, and said that with her granddaughter in mind, passing a parental bill of rights for parents of schoolchildren is also critical for her. Huff Brown, who lives in Rye, has been advertising her campaign on the radio and has a digital ad out highlighting that she visited the border. Other primary candidates are also on the radio and a couple are already advertising on TV. Asked how Huff Brown is campaigning to set herself apart from the 1st District's packed GOP candidate field, she said, "I'm going everywhere, everywhere, anywhere. Talking to everyone, being everywhere, anywhere all the time." She said, "Every single person out there is a competitor. And I don't look at anyone as being more competitive than the other. I'm telling voters that I have life experience. And experience matters. I don't talk rhetoric, no political rhetoric. I don't even know half the jargon they use these days. I really don't." Huff Brown is a firm believer in Trump's America First agenda but does not call herself labels like a Trump Republican or Reagan Republican. In a nod to New Hampshire's famed motto, she said she is instead a live free or die Republican. She added, "Live free or die is my motto that I also live by. And those are the values I'll take to Washington." Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.